from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Top six.
Pretty good.
Just a wonderful week.
Yeah. I think we've nailed it every morning this week.
I think we have. I mean, Matthew's been very good.
Yes.
Well done, Matt.
Well done, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
Really leaning into it this week.
Yeah. Top six at six, just Bod Mott's headlines, something to talk about when you get to work.
Get you up to date.
Number one, Melbourne businesses could be allowed to reopen under a plan to trial vaccine passports from as early as next week.
That's some positive news.
Just do it.
That's good.
Just yes.
Seriously.
Let's go.
We're all over it now.
Do it.
A joke's a joke.
Yep.
Number two, celebrity chef Manu Fadelu hits back at critics following his voluntary exit from SAS Australia.
What happened?
Well, the challenge was we're going to sink you in a car. I read the article.
Oh, I was going to say you're across it.
Didn't watch it.
Thank God.
We're going to sink you in a car and then we'll tell you when to get out. And Manu immediately stood up and handed in his tag. And yeah, they were like, you're not even having a go at it. And Manu was like, I don't need any of this. What Manu realised is he doesn't need any of this in his life.
No. Yes. Good choice, I reckon.
Maybe he said, I'll come on if it's only for three episodes.
Maybe. You never know what goes on behind the scenes. But I would have thought if you don't need that in your life, why are you there in the first place?
Like being in a sunken car is full on, but he knew it was going to be full on.
Really claustrophobic.
But
the
whole show
is claustrophobic. I know, but like maybe he was like, actually, no, I cannot do this.
Yeah.
I wanted to face my fears.
Wanted to push myself.
Can't.
Well, he's French, Manu, and one thing we do know about the French is that they're cowards and they're weak.
You're walking through Paris right now.
Yeah, I know. It's beautiful.
Are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing a full tour of Paris. And obviously I was joking about the French. Gee, willy winkers. Everyone relaxed.
They gave us the eclair.
We just looked at some eclairs. I would have eaten that whole cabinet.
I know you would have.
Oh, there was some crazy stuff in that cabinet.
Bought the shop.
Oh, my God. Number three, Elton John has announced he recently suffered a hip injury in a fall and has postponed numerous UK tour dates as this farewell tour continues. There's 22 dates in UK arenas. I mean, how much money is he making?
Yeah.
He's now going to do those in April 2023.
It started in 2019, I believe.
Well, and that would just be a venue availability for those stadiums. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? He won't be able to get back into them until 2023.
Yeah. Eskimo Joe booked.
Started, yeah. When did it start?
I think it was 2019.
Like your live shows.
Yeah, I know. It's never-ending tours. I'd like to be doing arenas, though.
Yes.
Mm. I don't want to be greedy, but just put the big screen on, fellas. Number four, ABC reporter Tony Armstrong denies joining OnlyFans after a fake profile was made in his name.
Ah, right.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Matthew alerted me to it, and Matthew said, I've gone off, Tony.
No.
I said, Matthew, I've gone off Tony too. But now I'm back on Tony, and so he is.
As am I.
It's not his account.
Fully on board with Tony.
Yeah.
Who broke that story?
Marty.
No, the...
News.com, I
think. News.com.
Yeah.
Rapid.
Number five, Ben Cousins on the Straight and Narrow will attend Brownlow Medal Ceremony.
That's good news.
That's great news.
Yeah.
I saw him kicking the footy on the oval the other day.
I'm worried about him.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
He has unravelled in front of all of our eyes on numerous occasions, old Ben, and hopefully he's feeling better.
Where did you see him?
Online. He was just a local game in WA. And
he was just on the screen.
Yeah, just it was footage doing the rounds.
Half-time kick.
Marty didn't see him with his own eyes.
I thought he was down the end of the street.
No, he wasn't tooling down past Punt Road Oval, and there he was.
And Marty definitely wasn't in Western Australia.
No, I'm Victorian. We're not allowed there.
No.
Number six, don't call me unvaccinated. I'm a pure blood. What the hell's going on here? Anti-vaxxer star Harry Potter-inspired TikTok trend declaring that their blood will be gold in years to come, but are blasted for white supremacist undertones.
There's
a lot going on
there. What is that all about?
I have no idea.
Do we even care?
But tools down, fellas. The Harry Potter stuff's on. What's on the back
page? Let's get all the sporting news, the wide word of Will. What's happening, Will?
Thank you, Troy. It's our last show before the grand final, Marty.
It is.
I know. I'm slightly torn because I'd like to be here through grand final week, but at the same time, it's happening in Perth.
I know.
It's all dislocated.
Feels a bit detached.
It really does, and I want to enjoy the hype, and I don't feel like I'm going to get any hype until next Saturday.
I think on the day it's going to feel real, especially for Bulldogs and Demons supporters.
Oh, and then we'll be back 2 days later, so we can be like, yay,
Talk we can debrief.
Yes. We can debrief.
And we'll go, wow, the Demons by 48 points. I didn't expect that.
Imagine if that happened.
Demons by 27. Could you believe it?
Oh, the Bulldogs by 58 points. The wheels fell off for Melbourne. We've been waiting for it all year, and it finally happens in the grand final.
Imagine if one of those numbers. I do love a prediction.
Yeah,
I
hope one of those numbers is true.
Quickly in other news, Brad Scott is out of the running for Carlton coach after being named the AFL's general manager of football. A good role for him.
Yeah, good role.
So it's getting a bit musical chairsy for Carlton now. Everyone, all the chairs are getting filled.
It's soggy, mate.
Yeah.
He's going to end up with a captain coach.
So a lot of conversations linking Scott and Carlton. He says he never actually engaged in discussions with the Blues.
Who? Brad Scott says,
quote,
well, then he didn't.
We never got to the point where we had discussions. I've always been committed to the AFL, said Scott.
Mm.
So that means Lions out.
It was just the Carrows of the world that have suggested Brad Scott was going to do that job.
Officially out of the running. In terms of the grand final, Demons and Bulldogs members over in Perth have bought up the allotments of 12,000 tickets earlier this week. There are about 10,000 that were put on sale for Western Australians yesterday, the general public. Over 130,000 people were in the virtual queue on the Ticketmaster website.
Gosh.
And you could buy two tickets each. They were sold out in under 9 minutes, which meant that Optus Stadium could have been filled four times if every person there got their allocation.
So many negatives around the pandemic and lockdowns in various states, but one positive to come out of it is West Australian football and the footballing public over there. What a bonanza.
Oh, yeah. There are suggestions that maybe the grand final could move every 4 years or something like that.
It's
locked into the MCG to 2059, so it's not going to happen.
Moving around. Well, what's next? The F1? Do you know what I mean? Like, we start having this generosity of events.
No.
We fight very hard
to
win these events, and we pay a lot of money for them.
But the best stages here in Melbourne.
One of the joys and arts of attaining these events is negotiating and making a case. And, you don't even want to lose that process. It can't just be it's your turn now.
That's just the world we live in, unfortunately. Like, I don't want to share everything.
No.
Sometimes you have to be a little bit selfish.
Yeah, it's like letting the kid in the schoolyard who never gets a go have a go because you all feel sorry for him.
It's like participation awards.
It is. It's
not happening on my watch.
An effort award.
There's a winner and there's going to be a loser.
And if you get a most improved at your club, give it back. And you tell them when you're improving.
Most improved is okay.
No.
Okay.
Realistically, it's the final grand final that Perth are ever going to host, but it's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be a fantastic day. Birds of Tokyo.
Have they announced any other entertainment?
No, just birds. The Brownlow on Sunday night.
Any chance Bruce Springsteen's involved?
I doubt it.
He was a music man!
For the first time since 2014 for the Brownlow, Matt Prittis was outside $3 to claim the crown.
Right.
This year, no one is under $3. It is going to be the most open race we've seen in a long time. There's a strong chance we're going to see a tie in the Brownlow medal. Such is the quality of the people at the top.
Who have they got in the top three or four names?
Ollie Wines, Clayton Oliver, Marcus Bontempelli, Jack Steele, Sam Walsh. It would be no surprise if any of them won it.
Ollie Wines.
Yeah.
Me.
Has there been a draw before?
2012 was the last one. Trent Cotchin and Sam Mitchell after Watson had it taken away. And
then
That's right.
A three-way tie in 2003. Buckley, Goods and Rusciutto.
Oh. Isn't that awful for Job? I mean, that one just gets forgotten over time, doesn't
it? Was that his only Brownlow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hey, that whole... Anyway, now's not the time.
Now's not the time.
Peptides.
And in the NFL, the Australian kid from Bankstown...
I love this story.
3-centimetre giant, Jordan Mailata.
Yeah, smashing blokes over there.
He's now starting for the Philadelphia Eagles and signed a $108 million contract.
Versus what he would have made $600-700 a year in the NRL and couldn't crack a spot.
Effectively an NRL reject.
Yeah, and he goes over there and he's... just absolutely hammering guys and knocking out a $100 million contract. Great story.
Excellent story. 4-year contract. And, he's one of our most highest paid athletes in the world currently. So, well done, mate.
Yes, well done.
Smashing it.
The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.